Thank you for downloading this podcast from policyreview.tv.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for that introduction, Ruth. This session is going to be a bit more introspective than the previous one. We're going to look internally at some of the professional development issues and the nature of marketing within business schools and also within universities as part of that. So it sort of builds on the last question that came from Aston there about herd mentality and some of the sort of internal cultural issues that marketeers in business schools are facing. So I'm going to talk very briefly about some of the cultural context within business schools, and then we'll explore that in more detail. I really have very short presentation, only two slides, you'll be pleased to know, and there are two messages I want to give. One is about growth in light of what business schools are doing, and the other is about stretch and the stretching role of the marketing function and expectations on the marketing function within business schools. So a few statistics, first of all. Does anybody know when the very first business school was founded? Any takers? Mm-hmm. Talking globally, first of all. You might know.
Yeah, I've forgotten it because of jet lag. I'm going to give you something you like, stupid, like 18, something or 16.
It was 1819. Yeah. So 195 years ago, ESCP started up in Paris. That was the very first school. I'm told, because I've done some work with the ESCP in the past, that there was never any intention to have a promotional function within the school when it first started out. They would just let people come to them. And some of that has still existed, actually, in the current climate. In the UK, do anybody know who the first UK business school was? Any takers on that? No?
Birmingham School.
It was actually Birmingham, 1912, I think it was. 1902. I stand corrected. Thank you. So Birmingham, at the University of Birmingham. So just a little bit of history to start us off. Over that time, since those business schools have been founded, of course, the market for business schools has exploded. There are now about 138 UK providers of business and management education, whether they're institutions in their own right or subsumed operations. There are thousands globally, and when people look at these figures of 10,000, 14,000, 16,000, Andrew, I don't know whether you can up that bidding at all, but somewhere between 10,000 and 16,000 is what I've heard in terms of the global providers of business education. So really, really competitive and growing all the time. There are new providers cropping up. There are new members of the Association of Business Schools who've recently joined. So, for example, I think it's University College London, King's College London, I beg your pardon, and Goldsmiths have recently joined the ABS, and they've developed newly unfolding marketing, management and business education propositions within them. So there's an increasing then in terms of the size, the population of business schools competing out there. Those who work or study or are educated with is also growing. So we have 13,500 employees in UK business schools alone. We have around 370,000 students studying with UK business schools. And we have about 140,000 graduates emerging out of UK business schools each year. So a very, very sizable population coming out of there. Internationalisation, we touched on this in the earlier session, UK business schools and their role in internationalising higher education is really significant. They're the strongest part of the universities for attracting international students and providing transnational education. And they're the first in terms of the overall subject matter for the university. So of the UK's 480,000 international students, that's 480,000 international students studying with UK institutions, more than a quarter, about 27% of those, are actually studying business-related subjects. And I was at the Guardian's Higher Education Forum conference yesterday, and there was a speaker from the International Office of University College London, UCL, who was saying, who was talking about the decline in international student applications generally and how UCL has been affected by that. And he was actually saying that because UCL doesn't have a business or management offering in their ranks, they felt that was a severe limitation on their ability to recover international student numbers and to grow. So internationalisation, key, and a big attraction and a big part of UK business schools. Income is increasing. There are various figures out there, but one example is the increase in research funding. So there's now £65 million of research funding going into business schools alone. And also the scope and breadth of what business schools are actually offering themselves. So there are new subject areas coming in, and there's not a day goes past now when I'm not talking to a business school and they're talking about launching subject studies or research in logistics and supply chain management. I think everybody's getting into that at the moment. Big data is another area. There are variants of the MBA, online provision, MOOCs we mentioned earlier, but increasing online examination and new entrants coming in to help universities convert classroom-based degrees into online products. And they're particularly looking at business schools as the first point of entry to do that because business schools have a track record, of course, of delivering online education. Places like Henley and Edinburgh Business School, Heriot Watt, have been doing that for some years, and of course the OU Business School as well. So the message from this really is the scale, the demand that's happening, the expectations on the shoulders of business schools is very strong and noticed within universities, of course, and that makes your roles really, really important in all this. Universities centrally are expecting more from business schools as they drive income into the university. And I was at a business school last week where they were saying to me that 72% of the income that the business school brings in, 72% of the income for the university as a whole. And they're one of 12 academic departments. They also have 25% of the student population of the whole university as well. So another indication of growth and size. So within that, where does the marketing function sit, and what does this really tell us about marketing? I think in my experience of working with business schools over 20 years or so, there's a lot that hasn't really moved on and changed. And I think it's to do with the cultural nature of universities and how they operate, because the marketing function still doesn't tend to have a decision on strategy, product development, portfolio development, direction of the business school, even differentiation. The big discussion point of the previous session really is a struggle, because the control rests within the university as a whole and the university management team. And I actually think one of the big issues about differentiation is not about proclaiming what you will do, but deciding what you won't offer compared to others. So in my mind, there are really three distinctive institutions in the UK, and they are the Open University, Birkbeck, which is part-time evening learning, and Cranfield, which is entirely postgraduate. And they're distinctive because they've chosen to do not to do certain things that are special to them. So typical business school in terms of its marketing, this indicates the range of expectations from the marketing role within a business school. And by and large, there's still, on balance, one individual marketing officer, marketing manager within the business school looking after that portfolio, or they might sit within the central university function. And I'm sure there are many of those here in those positions here today. And that is a struggle because the stretch on that one person, maybe a few more than that, is significant in terms of expectations of what that job is and should involve. And that's where the struggle really is in all this, is the stretch in terms of what you're expected to deliver. And that is why a lot of the marketing activities are still quite tactical, because you're having to do the churn activity just to keep going, look after the website, look after promotional material. Student recruitment is the main driver of this role within business schools as well. So you just need to keep things ticking over. So there's less time to do other things that are increasingly important. And the balloons that are in red there, portfolio development, student engagement, market intelligence, they're the more neglected areas, yet they're increasingly so much more important now in driving forward business education and the work of business schools. So to pick one of those areas, student engagement, thousands are spent on recruiting students to come to a university or a business school, and then also to retain the relationships once they leave and become alumni. But once they're actually studying there with you for their 1 year, if it's an MBA postgraduate, or 3 years for an undergraduate program, very little in the way of engagement student communications actually happens. And there are a few business schools and universities that are really looking at this as a core area to address at the moment for future servicing and benefiting. So my other message is about the expectations, the stretch that you have in these roles, and it's a significant issue. And part of the job is to educate the university as a whole about what the value is of a business school and what it brings to the university as a whole. I think Alistair's got some views on that in a moment. There are some differences. I came across a job description recently for the interim director of marketing role at LBS. And I've got it here, actually. And they were saying you'll be responsible for a team of 44 individuals, and you'll have a budget of approximately, it says here, 5 million, which I think means 5 million, not 5 million million. So, but no less significant. So that's an example. I mean, it's its own institution, obviously, but it's at one scale, really. So as I say, from my message is... universities need to follow the money. The money is coming into business schools significantly. The marketing function is in the front line of all that, and not enough is happening to control that and push that message into the university and get that across, really. So that is the opportunity as well as the challenge that we face. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.